Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're discussing Grok broke a society in 4 days. Claude built a flawless one. Both prove the same thing. It's by Brett Allegre Wood.
And just from that title, you can already see where the internet went with it.
Completely. So here's what happened. A US AI startup built a multi-agent simulation. They gave leading AI models real control of a digital society. Resource management, governance, voting, local institutions like city halls and police stations. Then they stepped back and watched.
And what did they get?
Claude built a stable democracy. Zero crime, everyone survived. Orderly, structured, and honestly, a bit boring. Gemini kept everyone alive too, but with hundreds of recorded crimes along the way. And Grok produced the spectacle. Total collapse inside 4 days. The agents found the loopholes, pushed past every constraint, and the whole thing fell over.
So the headlines wrote themselves. Claude won, Grok lost.
Exactly. And Brett's whole argument is that's the wrong scoreboard entirely.
Okay, but I can see why people read it that way. Zero crime sounds pretty good to me.
Right? Until you think about what zero crime actually means. Brett uses this analogy that I think is really sharp. Imagine handing your most rule-obsessed 16-year-old the keys to a country. The straight-A prefect who color-codes the revision timetable and reports classmates for chewing gum.
I knew that kid.
What do you get? Total order. Zero crime. Nothing moves without a form. A spotless, joyless, perfectly tidy nothing. That's the Claude result. It drove everything toward order because order is what you get when one neat mind runs everything unchallenged and nobody pushes back.
And Grok is the other kid. Charismatic, impulsive, allergic to rules.
4 days of testing limits, gaming loopholes, watching it all come down. Neither is bad. Neither is better. They're teenagers. The mistake was giving either of them the country.
So asking which AI is safest is the wrong question.
It's missing the bigger point. Because here's what the experiment quietly left out. Humans.
Which is the bit that actually matters for anyone running a business.
Put real people into any of those societies and the clean result vanishes. You get what we actually live in. Chaotic, organized, a bit corrupt, rules that mostly hold, people who mostly follow them, the odd one gaming the system, institutions that creak but stand.
And zero crime is not a mark of a healthy society. It's a mark of one nobody is really living in.
Exactly. The friction, the negotiation, the disagreement. That's the human part doing its job. Order on its own is a museum. Chaos on its own is a riot. The useful place sits in the messy middle, and only people can hold that line.
So what's the actual takeaway for someone running 50 people?
Stop asking which AI is best. Start asking which task. The careful, orderly model for compliance, drafting, and summaries. The bold, fast one for ideas and exploration. Wrong seat, wrong result.
That sounds a lot like how you'd think about hiring.
That's the whole point Brett's making. You don't make your most cautious person the CEO and wonder why nothing ships. You don't hand the keys to your most impulsive closer and wonder why the finances are on fire. You put the right person in the right seat with the right oversight.
AI is staff. Treat it like staff.
That's his line, word for word.
There's one line from the researchers that keeps coming back to me. Once an autonomous system has room to move, you cannot fully guarantee its behavior with rules alone.
That's the whole game. The answer was never a better model. The answer is a better setup. Humans in the loop. The right capability in the right seat. AI should augment the people you already have, not replace them or rule them. Brett's point is that we've been running this experiment for thousands of years. It's called society. Chaotic, organized, a bit corrupt, and still the best system we have, precisely because humans are in it.
Put AI in charge, and it ends in ruin. Put AI to work, with the right people steering, and you get a business that runs.
That's the truth the headline skipped.
So this week, pick your worst, most repetitive task, the one draining you right now, and put AI on that one seat first. Keep yourself on the wheel.
And if you want to see what that looks like in your own business, The full article is at anabu.ai. While you're there, you can book a free AI audit. They'll find the one task draining you most and get AI working on it properly. No robot rulers. Just your business running lighter.